Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for November 8th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. This is what leadership looks like. In this case, the leadership is in the U.S. Treasury market. It involves the Securities and Exchange Commission's proposed rules from March 28, 2022, to include certain significant market participants as dealers or government security dealers. DRW's Don Wilson has written a commentary for Risk.net titled, "Off-Target SEC Dealer Rule Will Hurt Those It Aims to Protect." The subheading is, "Regulators' plan could harm U.S. Treasury markets and make it costlier for Americans to borrow," says Don Wilson. Wilson makes a great argument about the rules being put in place to protect customers, but in this case, DRW not only does not have customers, they are the customer. So why should they have to register? Instead, Wilson points the SEC in the direction they should go, which includes, quote, "increased reporting requirements for market participants." He writes, "The creation of a public post-trade reporting regime is long overdue. Transparency is fundamental to a well-functioning market, and it is nonsensical that the most liquid and important market in the world is one of the most opaque. Creating a unique counterparty ID database, such as exists in derivatives markets, would improve the official sector's view into the activity of every market participant. The benefits of both of these efforts would exceed those derived from the current proposal without presenting the same liquidity risks." Below in the first read box is a story from the site AboveTheLaw.com titled, "CFTC Union Files Harassment Grievance Against Commissioner." The commissioner is Carolyn Pham, and in the article, she is accused of an, quote, "instance of extreme intimidation, harassment, and abuse of an enforcement attorney," unquote. The story rightly points out, quote, "this is only an initial filing and Commissioner Pham has yet to provide her side of the events," unquote. The union asked for recordings of the meeting in question, so it will be interesting to see how this plays out. Catton's Gary DeWall, Stephen Morris, Dan Davis, and Carl Kennedy broke the rule against using the title "Back to the Future" in a commentary titled "Back to the Future, CFTC Proposes to Amend Customer Funds Investment Rule, Including to Again Permit Investment in Certain Non-U.S. Sovereign Debt." The cliche headline writing lawyers explained, "The Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, has proposed to lessen a blanket restriction on the investment of customer funds in all non-United States sovereign debt instruments that was imposed on future commission merchants, FCMs, and derivative clearing organizations, DCOs, following the dramatic collapse of MF Global in 2011. In a newly released notice of proposed rulemaking, NPRM. Chicago is increasingly a bicycle-friendly city. However, cycling in the city is not without its risks. A new website for cycling in London aims to help cyclists identify London's most dangerous junctions. The site is lcc.org.uk/news/London-dangerous-junctions-2023. Bloomberg has a story about the site and says at the top of the list is part of Upper Tooting Road in South London, where it is met with the side streets of Ansell Road, Darrington Road. Each week, 38 cyclists or pedestrians are killed or seriously injured on average across London, the site says. The legendary Simon Rostron of the public relations firm Rostron Perry Limited has written a letter to the Financial Times that was published with the title ESG Critique and the Bosses Onstage Patter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were Treasury yields are in the spotlight. Don't forget about the U.S. debt behind them from Barron's. Investors dump crude oil and distillates as Mideast risk recedes from Reuters. Banking chiefs say market vulnerable to geopolitical escalation, regulatory push from Reuters. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a special message from our friends at FTSE Russell. The Russell 2000 Index provides live index tracking data with historical performance dating back to January 1984. Academic and practitioner research confirms that large cap stocks behave differently to small cap stocks and performance is variable. There are sub-periods during which the Russell 1000 outperforms the Russell 2000 and vice versa. Quarterly performance assessments provide valuable data points for understanding market sentiment and U.S. economic activity. View the report with a link in today's newsletter. Here is another video from our FIA Expo 2023 coverage. Connemara Systems co-founder and CEO Jim Downs discusses company evolution 25th anniversary at FIA Expo 2023. Jim Downs, co-founder and CEO of Connemara Systems, was a trader who knew a lot about the markets and had a little bit of self-taught coding talent. So 25 years ago, he moved from the trading floor to launching Connemara Systems to build trading applications for clients. John Lothian News interviewed Downs at the FIA Expo 2023 in October about the evolution of the firm and how it was celebrating 25 years in business. Watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's the story referenced earlier. CFTC Union files harassment grievance against Commissioner. Allegations include haranguing attorneys and questioning the competence of staff. NTEU, the National Treasury Employees Union, filed a complaint last week against CFTC Commissioner Carolyn Pham, alleging intimidation, harassment, and abuse in both public and private workplace settings. This is only an initial filing, and Commissioner Pham has yet to provide her side of the events. But the recitation of facts in the letter revisits well-worn battle lines between the legal profession's culture of rough-and-tumble intellectual pugilism and tacitly fostering a bullying culture. My comment. Let's go to the replay tapes on this one. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. Headline, How to Know When It's Time to Retire. Ask yourself the right questions to tell whether you're ready to close the chapter on your career. At 67, Kathy Davis liked her financial services job, but the demands were getting heavier and life outside work was moving on. When do you call it a career, she wondered. Her finances were in order, and with friends passing away, including one just into retirement, she decided it was time. Still, when her last Friday arrived in June, she sat in front of her computer well into the evening, trying to convince herself to log off. It just felt like a part of my life was being cut, she said. My comment. What if age is just a number and there are still goals to accomplish? Here's another story. This one from Front Office Sports. The headline, athlete FTX endorsers face uphill battle after Bankman-Fried conviction. Last year, a consortium of investors sued Bankman-Fried, as well as big-name athletes like Tom Brady, Shaquille O'Neal, and Steph Curry in a class-action lawsuit. A trial has not been set for the lawsuit that is seeking an unspecified amount of damages, but it could be over $5 billion. Now that FTX founder and former CEO Sam Bankman-Fried has been convicted on charges of fraud and conspiracy, the ire of the legal world turns to the celebrities, including several high-profile athletes who endorsed the notorious bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange. Last November, a consortium of investors sued Bankman-Fried, as well as the big-name athletes Tom Brady, Shaquille O'Neal, and Steph Curry, among others, in a class-action lawsuit alleging the celebrities duped unsophisticated investors by endorsing FTX. My comment. Taking the stock for compensation in FTX is not looking so good right now. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was the New York Times, Warring Billionaires, a Rogue Employee, a Divorce, One Hedge Fund's Tale of Woe about the Troubles at Two Sigma. Second was the Financial Times, Taylor Swift may hand out bigger bonuses than many banks this year. Third was TMX Group launches new Canadian trading platform, a press release from TMX Group. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First story is from the Financial Times. The headline, U.S. beef prices hit record high as drought threatens cattle herds. Lowest rainfall in 1,200 years, and rising hay costs prompt many ranchers to cut herd sizes. Beef prices in the U.S. have climbed to record highs as droughts in the South and West fuel higher feed costs and force ranchers to cut the national cattle herd size to a 61-year low. Average prices of beef sold in U.S. shops and supermarkets have risen to about $8 a pound, topping their previous high of $7.90 reached during the pandemic, according to data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA. Live cattle prices in Chicago are also close to a record at $1.79 per pound, compared to $1.50 per pound this time last year. Here's another story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, how a banking capital of the world botched its own banking rules. Switzerland tried to make its banks safer. Instead, regulators missed opportunities to ensure Credit Suisse's health. Switzerland wanted its big banks to be fortresses. In practice, the country's too big to fail banking laws made a sandcastle of Credit Suisse. The Swiss rules in question have become an object lesson in the difficulties of designing financial regulation, created to prevent a repeat of the 2008 financial crisis bailouts. Switzerland's customized version of international capital requirements laid the groundwork for the biggest bank rescues since. And then here's a press release from Sila. Sila appoints Mikko Andersen as CEO to drive growth and innovation of its market-leading surveillance, risk, and AML technology. Sila announced today that Mikko Andersen has been named as its chief executive officer following an extensive search process. Mr. Andersen has more than 15 years' experience as a CEO in growth-focused companies active in financial and regulated industries. Andersen joined Sila in February 2023 as Chief Information Officer with a particular focus on business development and on extending the reach and scalability of the Sila product portfolio. Sila Chairman Lars Iver Selberg said, quote, we are pleased with welcoming Andersen as our new chief executive officer after a comprehensive search process. Andersen is a proven leader with broad experience across companies active in multi-asset class trading and risk management, software development, and growth-focused e-commerce, all within regulated industries. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe. Treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.